And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I'm doing fabulously. So what are folks saying this week?
Well, our series on race and our discussions on California's measure to ban gay marriage got the most hits this week. Jenny Livingston in Brooklyn, New York, wrote in after hearing one of our discussions about Prop 8. She wrote, "As a supporter of the Obama campaign, I was ecstatic about the Obama victory. Then the news the next day about Prop 8 and about other civil rights setbacks for lesbian and gay and transgendered families flavored our victory with more than a dash of bittersweet. I liked your piece the other day, as I always like your show, but I think it could have gone much deeper. The question I wanted to hear more directly addressed was, is the black community and America at large open to seeing gay, lesbian, transgender rights as a civil rights issue?"
Patrick Worthy in Dallas, Texas, sent us this. "As an African-American resident of Texas, I obviously did not vote in the California election, but would have voted to support the measure. That being said, with reference to your use of homophobia as a characterization of those who voted to support the measure, please refrain from attempting to characterize one's convictions on this issue as fear or even attempt to align this with some form of hate. I have no fear or hatred for anyone who participates in this lifestyle. However, I completely disagree with the notion of homosexuality, not to mention the notion of same-sex marriage."
Then Dorothy in Texas wrote in after she heard our bloggers talk about a Catholic priest who didn't want his parishioners to take communion if they voted for Barack Obama because he doesn't support banning abortion. She wrote that she is a Catholic and voted for Obama. "In my experience, there are very few Catholics who believe that abortion is not an evil. There are two issues that we deal with. One, the narrow vision of some bishops who think abortion trumps every other life issue, and abortion is something that can be legislated. Women need support, education, and encouragement to birth the baby they are carrying and know that they will have the support they need."
Then Brenda Gail Beasley Forrest wrote to us from St. Helena Island in South Carolina about our series on race. She said, "I encourage you to continue the dialogue on being biracial in America or mixed race. I know Obama wasn't vocal on this issue, but as a white woman, I think Obama missed an opportunity to claim his biracialness and own up to it. Why not shout out, 'I represent all of America, all races,' like the melting pot that is America? I take offense at a half-black, half-white person eschewing their whiteness and calling themselves just black."
And finally, Richard Reed in Grand Rapids, Michigan, wrote us this about the race series. He said, "In our family, there were people of black, American Indian, and white backgrounds in the generations of our great-grandparents, our grandparents, and our parents. We were taught to love and respect all our family members. These lines of demarcation between people remain so arbitrary and so vague." And that's it for letters. Thanks for writing, and please keep your comments coming.
Now NPR has a new way to chime in on our stories. Go to our program page at nprnewsandnotes.org and click on a segment. There you can click on the comments link and write us your thoughts.
And you can still send us your letters by logging on to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.